proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. In the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul wrote that, quote, God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence, unquote. This series will contain brief character sketches of relatively insignificant individuals who accomplished great tasks because they served a mighty God. Our first series begins with a look at Joseph, the son of Jacob. Though Joseph began his life as one of Jacob's younger sons, Joseph became his father's favorite son. His brothers hated him due to his dreams, which depicted them as being subservient to him. Those brothers later captured Joseph in the wilderness, cast him into a pit, and then sold him into slavery in Egypt. Joseph suffered further in the place of his captivity. After his owner Potiphar's wife tried to entrap him, she then falsely accused him of trying to assault her sexually. While serving time in an Egyptian prison, according to the writer of Psalm 105, the authorities in Egypt fettered Joseph's feet and laid him in irons. Nonetheless, he prospered in adversity. The author of Genesis 39 recorded how, quote, the Lord blessed his, Potiphar's house, for Joseph's sake, unquote. In the same chapter, he commented that, quote, the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper, unquote. God made Joseph into a slave and brought him into a prison as a means of testing him. For all Joseph himself knew, though, he might have remained incarcerated for the remainder of his life. Nevertheless, he refused to complain about his situation or blame God for it. According to Genesis chapter 41, the Pharaoh of Egypt, quote, sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, unquote. That monarch asked Joseph about the meaning of two dreams which he had experienced. The prisoner replied that, quote, God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace, unquote. Joseph then proceeded to interpret the Pharaoh's dreams. After he had finished interpreting the dreams and making his recommendations, the astonished Pharaoh asked, quote, can we find such an one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is, unquote. He not only released Joseph from prison then and there, the Pharaoh appointed the Hebrew to a prominent position in the Egyptian government. He publicly proclaimed that, quote, thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou, unquote. The Pharaoh emphatically added, quote, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Unquote. Joseph acknowledged the hand of God that was guiding his life. As he informed his brothers in Genesis chapter 45, quote, God sent me here before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Unquote. Joseph's willingness to trust God in the face of adversity showed the depth and extent of his faith in God. It also demonstrated this truth which is contained in the fourth chapter of James, namely, quote, humble yourselves in the sight of God, and he shall lift you up, unquote. Joseph, abased for the early years of his life, finished his life in a position of great honor. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.